This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When that big storm hit New England a couple of weeks ago, one of the many things that happened was that the Pilgrim nuclear power plant in Plymouth, Mass. Lost its outside electricity. Diesel backups took over. Everything was fine. But Pilgrim has the same kind of reactors that Fukushima had, the ones that failed after they lost outside power. And that incident in Massachusetts comes as the American nuclear industry is fighting some proposed new safety measures that are meant for a crisis that could begin exactly that same way. Here's Alex Chadwick.
Of the 104 reactors in the U.S., 31 are very like those in Fukushima, the ones that lost power, melted down, and exploded. And I'm entering one of these duplicates now, the Dresden nuclear station, about an hour southwest of Chicago. I'm following the senior NRC inspector here, Gregory Roach.
There was cots and habitability for people that would be responding to an emergency event.
After Fukushima, the NRC studied what had happened. Should it require new safety measures here, even though a crisis is very, very unlikely?
It's not zero. The probability is not zero. It's something.
That's Charles Casto, the director of the NRC Region 3, the Midwest, with about two dozen reactors. We spoke earlier at his office. Nuclear regulation, he said, is about possibility more than probability.
You take your best, based on history, you know, what has history shown you that the probability would be? But that doesn't mean zero.
The Fukushima reactors and their 31 U.S. cousins, including Dresden and the Pilgrim Station, are old Mark I and Mark II boiling water reactors built by General Electric. The safety enclosures for the reactors are too small. If their cores start to melt down, the containments could fail in several ways, including radioactive hydrogen gas building up and exploding, as at Fukushima. There's an increasingly politicized debate between the industry and the NRC over how to make preventing meltdowns safer. Dresden, the first commercial nuclear plant in the country, is operated by the largest nuclear energy company in the U.S., Exelon Generation. The buildings look dated, but extremely well-maintained. It hums.
Yeah, the first building that we're going to be in is the turbine building.
Gregory Roach, the NRC inspector, shows me backups on backups on backups. Flood protection, fire protection. An hour into the tour, we come to the part I most want to see, the venting system.
We showed you where the hard vents were for the dry well. So now this is downstream.
He's pointing to a pipe overhead that exits the container wall. It's the vent system. So if power fails and the backups fail and radioactive hydrogen builds up, you can probably save the reactors by venting the hydrogen.
And then this pipe goes up to the main stack, the 300-foot-tall stack, which would then release out into the environment.
The Japanese vents mostly didn't work. That's what caused the explosions.
So you learn those lessons of Fukushima Daiichi.
Region 3 Director Charles Casto.
And then you put in standards and say, your vent must be able to operate under those conditions.
So a year ago, the NRC issued a new order. Vents must be reliable.
Does that mean during an accident you have to be able to get access to it? Does that mean you have to do it remotely?
The industry and the NRC are working on it. The industry has until the end of 2016. Now, here's what the fight is about. Do the vents at these 31 plants also need filters? Because in the best of conditions, some radioactive gas and particles may escape in venting. And in the very, very unlikely worst of conditions, a lot could escape. Director Casto.
Then you have to establish the what if. What if it does happen? What if the improbable happens?
Reactor cores hold dozens of tons of radioactive material. At Pennsylvania's Three Mile Island in 1979, about half the core melted, but the containment did hold, and the venting was relatively minor. We don't know yet how much escaped from Fukushima. It's too dangerous to go look, but there are scenarios in which it's possible to lose a lot of those dozens of tons through the vents. With filters, virtually all of it is captured. To a layperson, nuclear regulation can be almost as daunting as nuclear physics. The Dresden plant is a wonder of machine technology. In it, I got reacquainted with the idea of awe.
The reactor has two large pumps that recirculates water through it, that cooling water.
The NRC process for new rules, that's messier. The chances of a reactor ever needing a filter are so small, you can't justify the cost. But the NRC staff concludes that the consequences of no filter could be so bad they should be required anyway. By NRC procedures, if the staff wants to override normal cost-benefit standards, the five commissioners have to vote to approve. And that fight is on. A week after the NRC staff testified for filters in January, 21 House Republicans on the Energy and Commerce Committee sent the NRC a letter admonishing the staff. There's plenty of money at stake.
External filter vents would be an additional approximately $15 to $20 million per unit.
Exelon, let me talk with a man who runs the Dresden plant, an engineer named David Sufin. The company has 10 more of these reactors, so filters could cost it more than $200 million, on top of many other precautions, David Sufin says.
Additional connections, additional equipment, stored equipment for readiness.
Exelon does plan to spend $400 million in the next 3 years for post-Fukushima modifications, and some of that is for vents, but not filters.
The one thing that I would tell you is that the Fukushima event, we have learned a lot from it. We continue to look at how the plant in Japan was operated differently than my plant.
He's right. They are different. The independent Japanese Commission on Fukushima says so. U.S. plants are much better regulated, run, and prepared. And nuclear is already at a competitive disadvantage. According to Bloomberg New Energy Finance, natural gas plants can produce electricity for about 40% less. If they lose this one, it's going to hurt. A last question for the director of NRC Region 3, Charles Casto.
Are you satisfied now that under circumstances like Fukushima Daiichi, you have the technology to operate vents in this country at the stations that are under your authority?
Yes. We believe we have reliable vents that the operators could do a controlled vent in a reliable way during an accident.
But unusual things do happen, as at the Pilgrim Station. And without the filters, there is a very small chance that those vents might become a kind of radioactive fire hose. That's what the fight's about. The NRC commissioners are voting on this now, a process that can take weeks or longer. From Bern, this is Alex Chadwick for Marketplace.
If you want to know where those reactors built like Fukushima that Alex mentioned are, you should check the map at our website, marketplace.org. Alex Chadwick, by the way, is the host of Bern, an energy journal from Sound Vision Productions, produced with support from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation in collaboration with this company, American Public Media, and National Geographic's Great Energy Challenge.